exercise.
We just started a cooperative relationship with Dr. John M. Kennedy, mm-hmm. who's in Torrance, California, and he has what he calls the breathe technique that he teaches to children in school. That's you just take a time out mm-hmm. to concentrate on breathing. And it's so good for the heart and so many different things. Like you need the time to just breathe, yeah. right? And my teacher says the breathing is the most important part of this exercise. So we coordinate the exercise with the breathing mm-hmm. while Dr. Kennedy is focusing mostly just on the breathing.
Right.
So if you can take just a little bit of time every day to breathe and coordinate some movement with the breathing, then it's mm-hmm. so beneficial, you know?
Oh, it really is. It really is. And breathing is more important than we think. I'm a shallow breather. I mean, I can watch TV and kind of zone out, and I'm looking at my chest, and it's hardly moving. There's just not a lot of oxygen moving in and out, which is probably why I get sleepy watching TV. So even watching TV or doing mundane things, if I just take a break and take a nice deep breath, it's very healing.
Feels good.
Yeah, absolutely. And same thing when for a nurse in a hospital, when we're working with patients in hospitals, we do focus on their breathing. We have them do incentive spirometers. We tell them to, you know, take a deep breath and blow out as much as you can, because what we know is they'll get sick if they don't breathe deeply.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the techniques for breathing that we have, which we have a YouTube channel, mm-hmm. and anyone can go to YouTube and just type in reverse breathing or Taoist breathing, and there's a video on there where I teach how to do the simple method for Taoist breathing, and mm-hmm. it's about deep breathing. It's really the most developed form of breathing on the planet. My teachers always said, oh, you know how to breathe in, out, that's it. You know, right? He's such a grumpy old man, but he's right. You know, people, everyone mm-hmm. knows how to breathe in and out. But you don't know how to breathe well. You don't know. No, no one ever taught you how to breathe better than you know.
So can you demonstrate that on the radio for us or not?
Yeah, I can.
Give it a go.
Okay. So when we start, we have to put the tongue up into the hard palate. Mm-hmm. It fits right up in there. So your lips are together. And all the breathing is through the nose, right? Mm-hmm. So you take a deep breath in and exhale. And now, if you visualize your lower abdomen, okay, everybody mm-hmm. knows that you breathe into your two lungs, mm-hmm. right? You learned that early on.
Yeah.
You have to forget that.
Okay.
Your breathing apparatus is below your belly button, below your navel. It's an analogical organ the Chinese mm-hmm. call the Danten, right? So it's like a balloon mm-hmm. beneath your belly button, under your belly button. So you have to breathe in and out of that. So now it takes visualization. When you breathe in, the balloon has to contract, has to get smaller.
Oh, I was doing it the other way.
Right. That's why
I was pushing my belly out when
I
inhaled.
Reverse breathing.
Okay, so,
right? So
I
when
breathe
you breathe in
suck.
And it contracts.
Like, it's like sucking in my belly?
It's you will have to feel it for yourself. The lower abdomen contracts down below your belly button. It should contract
Got
when you
it.
Breathe in. When you exhale, that should expand.
Oh,
so if you sit and practice that, just that, you know, mm-hmm. lips closed, tongue up in the top of your mouth, all the breathing through the nose, and then the visualization of breathing in and out of the lower abdomen, and when you inhale, it has to contract, and when you exhale, mm-hmm. it has to expand.
That's different. Yeah.
It's different.
Actually.
And
I feel good.
Yeah,
I like
that. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm gonna practice that. And you know, is it dangerous if I practice it when I drive? Do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Think
not to have more oxygen. I saw one warning on the internet. Another guy who was teaching reverse breathing said if you have high blood pressure, don't do it. But my teacher has high blood pressure, and he tells everybody this is the most important thing you can do. Is this Taoist reverse breathing.
I'm going to try it when I'm driving. I'm a very busy, high-powered businesswoman, you know.
You're awesome.
And awesome.
You're awesome.
And I sometimes, I just, when I drive, I have to do these exercises and things when I drive because I'm just busy. And that's the whole trick of our lives is, you know, finding balance, working it all in, and sometimes saying no, obviously, to some offers that I get. So I'm going to do that in the car.
Nothing
so I'll let
wrong
you know
with
how
more
that works.
Oxygen,
I know
right?
it. Yeah.